Good morning, everyone. We've come to Friday of this week, and we're so thankful that God has given us another day. I'm Jeff May with the Oakland Church of Christ, and this week we have been looking at how, in many ways, the Lord's church is like a hospital. We've made these points. Before we admit ourselves to the hospital, we have to see our sickness. And spiritually, our sickness is sin. Romans 3 and verse 23 says, "All have sinned and come short of the glory of God." And we cannot spend eternity with God if we are in our sins, and so we need to admit ourselves to His care. So next, we see our physician, and we are admitted to the hospital. Jesus is the great physician, and the Bible teaches that He died on the cross for our sins, but we access that blood through our obedience to the gospel. The Bible says that we repent and are baptized for the remission of sins, Acts 2 and verse 38. Saul of Tarsus was told in Acts 22 and verse 16, "Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins." There we are dying, the old man is being buried, and a new man is rising to walk in new life. Now number three, therapy will now begin. In the Bible, we might say that that therapy is called sanctification. This is where God is working with us through His Spirit on the pages of Scripture to make us more and more like Jesus every day. As we study the Word, as we pray, as we think deeply about our lives and then make the changes that we need to make, we simply repent and grow all along the way. Yesterday we said, don't forget that you are in the hospital. Stay in. Sometimes people have delusions in the hospital. Sometimes they think they are not even in the hospital. And sometimes people try to check out long before they should. The Pharisees were very much like that. They could not see their sins. Others saw it, God saw it, Jesus saw it, but they just couldn't see it. And so we need to always see our sins and continue with God's therapy as we move along. Our last point that we want to make today is there will come a day of release. Isn't that always a great day? When someone's been in the hospital for a long time and finally they release them from the hospital, sometimes there's even a crowd that's gathered, there's balloons, there's a lot of cheering as finally this person is going home. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, we have mentioned there some people who were great people of faith in the Bible, and the day came when they found their release. Hebrews 12 and verse 1 says, "Therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of God." One day, in the end, when you have cooperated with God and made great strides and have become more and more and more like Jesus, you will be released. You will be released to go home. And what a release that is. Think about it. There's no more devil. There's no more Satan. There's no more sin. We have first been saved from sin's penalty. Then we gradually, as we lived our lives, were removed from its power. But finally, we are saved from sin's presence. We will not be in the presence of sin anymore. It will only be a distant memory. And now listen to one more final passage. In Revelation 21, beginning in verse 1, we have these beautiful words concerning heaven. "I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people, and God Himself will be with them and be their God. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, no more sorrow, no more crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things will have passed away." Isn't it wonderful? A day of release. What a hospital! The Lord's church, helping sick people to get better. I want to thank you so much for joining us this week and thinking along these lines with us. We invite you to the worship services of the Oakland Church of Christ. We're located at 18111 Townsend Ford Road, right off of New Cut Road. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 for Bible classes for all ages, 10:20 for our worship service, and again at 5 o'clock on Sunday afternoon for our evening worship service. On Wednesday at 7, we have classes for all ages. A friendly welcome always awaits you at the Oakland Church of Christ. I'm Jeff May. My time's up. I thank you for yours.